Grace to you and peace from God our Father, from our Lord and our Savior Jesus Christ. Amen. As Jesus passed on from there, he saw a man called Matthew who was sitting at the tax office, and he said to him, "Follow me." And Matthew arose and followed Jesus. St. Matthew does not say much about himself in his gospel. In the two simple words of our text, "Follow me," and in the person who spoke them, however, St. Matthew does quickly paint a clear self-portrait of the apostle and evangelist whom we honor this day. Furthermore, in this brief call narrative, St. Matthew reflects his understanding of the apostolic ministry, to which many of you aspire. He reflects what it's all about. Follow me. Too often these words of our Lord are understood to be a command to convert rather than a call to follow. Jesus is sometimes understood to be a David Copperfield type of guy who randomly picks people from the shore of Galilee, the Sea of Galilee, or from the streets of Capernaum, magically hypnotizes them and with one look, and then quickly they follow him and his every command. A more faithful understanding of this narrative, based upon what St. Matthew tells us earlier in his gospel, is that he, as well as other apostles, had heard the preaching of Jesus on several occasions. Anyone who has visited the archaeological site of Capernaum knows that Jesus could hardly have been unknown for long in this tiny fishing village with its narrow streets composed of basalt stone houses one on top of another that lie so near to the shore where the crowds gathered and where Jesus used a boat as his pulpit. In the preaching of Jesus and the apostles, these people of Capernaum had not just heard another prophetic voice like that of Moses, but they had heard the very authoritative voice of Yahweh himself, who said, you have heard it said, but I say to you. Jesus' preaching, without doubt, had drawn St. Matthew and others into the kingdom of God. Our text tells us that Jesus ate with various tax collectors and other so-called sinners. His gospel message and life drew Matthew into the kingdom, but not immediately out of his vocation. Matthew was still sitting in the tax office. And then came the call, "Follow me." It is not, if this is not a command to convert, then what is it? It is a gracious invitation from the master and head of the church to enter the apostolic ministry. These words, "Follow me," present the essence of what Jesus wanted Matthew to do for the rest of his earthly life. Matthew, as a first century Jew, understood, at least to some extent, what this invitation meant as he heard it. It was an invitation from a master, a rabbi, to be a disciple who would receive the teaching of this master as his own teaching, and who would receive the life of this master as his own life. Nor should we ignore the fact that Matthew uses, for all of you students of Greek, a present imperative, rather than the typical aorist, to reflect the ongoing nature of this gracious call, to follow him continually. Matthew, more than any of the other evangelists, helps us to see that this call into the apostolic ministry meant a radical change in vocation, not just a side job or a mid-career shift, but a giving up of his own authoritative voice and economically secure life, to speak the words of Jesus and to live the life of Jesus. It would not be an easy life, as Matthew reflects in the very teaching of his master. A disciple is not above his teacher, nor a servant above his master. It is enough for the disciple to be like his teacher and the servant to be like his master. If they have called the master of the house Beelzebub, how much more will they malign those of his household? Follow me. So began Matthew's 3 years of seminary formation, which included lots of field ed, but to Professor Neufer's chagrin, no vicarage. What then can we learn from St. Matthew's call? The voice of Jesus is not a dead voice that faded with the clouds on Ascension Day in AD 30, but it is a living voice that continues to trumpet forth from the sacred scroll of St. Matthew yet today and for generations to come. It is a living voice that calls men like you to follow Jesus continually, to leave behind the authority and wealth of your former vocation in order to have his authoritative word that offers the eternal riches of forgiveness won in his life and death, to have that word fill your minds and be on your lips. It is the living voice of Jesus that calls you to have his life of sacrificial love reflected in your life, a love seen in him who ate with sinners, who died for sinners, and who now offers, because he drank the cup of wrath, offers the cup of blessing, the cup of salvation to sinners here and eternally. Indeed, it is the living voice whose authority we heed, even though it often conflicts with all of the other voices we hear in the world around us, and sometimes even with those voices that we hear within the church. It is a living voice that eventually, through his church, ordains and sends men like you into the same apostolic ministry. He breathed the Holy Spirit upon them and said, "Even as the Father has sent me, so also I send you." St. Matthew followed Jesus not only for 3 years, but throughout his life as a called and sent apostle. It was the words and life of the Lord Jesus, especially his atoning death for sinners, that made up the words and life of the disciple, the apostle, the evangelist, St. Matthew. Therefore, he did not give the church a scroll filled with his own wisdom or a biography of his own mission work, but he gave the church a gospel through which the world hears and sees Jesus, who eats with sinners, who dies for sinners, and who even says to some of those sinners, "Follow me." In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen.